radio show where country music gets up close and personal.
Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Ontario country artist Stephanie McElroy joined me on the show back in June of 2010 to talk about her debut album, Life Is Not an Act. Since then, she's continued to work hard and dream big, and she's got a lot to catch us up on. She also has a brand new Christmas song that is just hot off the presses, and we're going to get a chance to hear it on the show. It's a song that she co-wrote. I'm happy to welcome Stephanie McElroy to the show. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing just great. It is great to have you back on the show. As I said, lots of things to hear about.
Oh, my goodness. A lot happens in a year.
Definitely. It's amazing, and I've been following the progress of your career, but I'll get you to tell us about some of the highlights over the last year and a half. I mean, so much has happened. Maybe talk about the CCMAs and your chance to meet Michelle Wright, which I believe was for the first time.
Yes, that was a fantastic. And also, if anybody who my close friends will joke and say, only Stephanie, because how I got into meeting Michelle was a miracle, really. First, let's start with the awards. I didn't have a ticket because my ticket fell through. My friend couldn't get to the awards. There was a circumstance, and he had my ticket, and so I was really kind of down. And I went across from my motel to Cops Coliseum, and I thought, you know what? I believe in miracles. I'm going to try to get a ticket. So I went into a line, which I thought was for a ticket, and a lady handed me an armband, and I thought, okay, there's a lot of famous people here. I thought maybe this is like security or something.
Right.
And yeah, so I'm standing in line, and we all got shuffled in like cattle. It was funny. It's a whole bunch of people. And we get up to all of a sudden I'm in. And I said, yeah, what is this? And the girl goes, you are an extra, aren't you? And I said, I absolutely am.
Good answer.
And yes, and the other thing was really funny is I was sitting in the crowd of other extras. They're seat fillers, right? For when the artists get up and accept their awards or do speeches. Yeah, they have seat fillers.
Right.
And
yep.
So I was a seat filler. And so next thing you know, I find myself down in the mosh pit when doing the light thing with Johnny Reed's song, when they had the lights in the air. We all had to hang on to a light, like a lighter. And
yep.
A guy says to me, you, come here. And he grabbed me, and next thing you know, I found myself sitting next to, two down from me was Gord Bamford and Terry Clark. And I looked over and gave a little wave to Paul Brandt and Derek Rattan, and I introduced myself to him.
You were right
in the
thick of things.
I sure was. It was hilarious, and it was odd. And there was Michelle. And it was odd to think, you know, you're sitting there and it's kind of surreal and you're going, oh, isn't Michelle's dress pretty? You know, you're just
right.
Like in the middle of it all, it's kind of surreal. So then I thought, well, I'm on a roll. And there was the after gala and where all the stars get together and visit and all the industry people, all the writers. And so I went to the front doors to get in, and I thought, well, I'll just stand here and see what happens. And I told the lady, you know, I was supposed to get in. And she's like, I'm sorry, no ticket, no getting in. Well, it was funny because you've actually had Riley Madison on the show before.
Yep,
and I got acquainted with her earlier that day. And she said, Stephanie, where are you going? And I said, I don't have a ticket. She says, you do now.
Oh, isn't
so
that nice?
It is nice. She was wonderful.
Oh.
And so then I ended up getting into the gala and having a really good chat with Michelle and talking about, you know, who she knew of my family, because she went to school with my uncles.
Yeah, this is amazing. We'll let our listeners remind them, for those who don't know, that you're both from Merlin, Ontario.
Yes, it's not a very big, you know, don't blink. When you're passing through, you'll miss it all if you blink or sneeze.
Last time you mentioned that Michelle came to your public school at some point, and you, I guess maybe she spoke or something?
Yeah, it was funny. I think it was like grade 7 she came through, or grade 6. I was in grade 6, and she came in and talked to all of us and met with us in the gymnasium, the whole school. And so it was interesting because, you know, I mentioned my family names and, oh, yes, she remembered them all. And she, yeah, it was like, you know, connecting the dots together. So that was a really great experience. It was always real. Also, I've always admired Paul Brandt, and I got to chat with him for a little bit. And who else did I get to meet there? Oh, goodness. Just so many people. I got to meet some of the band members from Terry Clark's band and hung out with them and with Riley Madison. And it was just I met Patricia Conroy. Yeah. And, you know, Victoria Banks is a wonderful person, and she is so kind and such a role model. And she's been an encouragement to me on the internet. She'll write me and give me encouragement. And it was neat to say, I didn't get to talk to her, but to say, I loved your dress. And, you know, because I wasn't that far away from her, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
She said, thank you. So it was great, a great experience. And to mention Victoria Banks, it was neat because I just did an interview in Ireland. And they asked me who one of my role models was, and I said, in writing, it's definitely Victoria Banks. And they said, oh, we just had her on the show. So that was great.
That's it. Wow, that's pretty incredible.
It is.
And what an exciting experience and an encouraging experience to be there with all those people. And I'm sure over the last year, and of course working with J.K. Gulley, who so mm-hmm. many people know, a big name in the music world, and he's worked with you. As a performer, do you find you've improved when you're on stage, Stephanie, being able to either just talk with the audience or present your songs?
Yes, because it really is, and a lot of people listening can relate, whether you're a performer or not. In life in general, as you get older, you just decide, you know what, me is okay. Like, this is who I am, and that's lately what I'm bringing to the stage, is just, this is Stephanie, you know? And when you can just settle in your own skin and really just be with the people, I kind of equate it now to hanging out with a bunch of friends and having coffee and sharing stories. If you can put it, that presence in the room, whether you're singing to 5,000 people or 25 people, they feel like they've spent time with you, and that's an honor. That's really great when people say to me, you know, I get ready in the morning to your song, because it gets me moving. And you know, that's how I wrote it, hoping that I'm saying, hey, this girl wrote this song, I hear ya.
Yeah, they're relating to the song. And as you said, you're on stage. Well, that's a great approach to take it. You're just spending time with them. And so that kind of relaxes you and relaxes them. It's not like you're trying to put on this amazing show and you're above them. You're just sort of meeting them at their level. It's an amazing show, but you're meeting eye to eye.
Yeah, because when it boils down to it, like I told you in the last interview, I went to school to be a social service worker. And what's really great is I can write music about life, and it can touch people in the same way.
Yeah.
And like I joked before, you know, thank God I got out of social work. There'd be a lot of messed up people. But,
right, I remember that.
But yeah, but now I can do the same thing, but even more powerfully, like in the sense that it's going out into the airways and it's going to go into the person's heart where they're at that moment and hit them where they need it. You know, that's really exciting to me.
Yeah, music is definitely a form of therapy, as you're saying there. And the right song, when somebody hears it at the right time, can turn them around. It can either inspire them, for example, to go after their dreams. It can help them through a tough time, give them some hope. Yes. Now, I'm sure you've had songs of yours that have done that for other people.
Yes. Right now, we're absolutely ecstatic because the song Forever, the first track off the CD, I wrote that, as I told you before, for my cousin's wedding because I make a joke, I didn't have the money to put in her wedding card.
Right.
So I wrote her a song. Yeah, I wrote her a song, and I joke on stage all the time, I hope it's worth more than $100, because that's in my family what we give when there's a wedding.
Okay.
We put $100 in the envelope.
Song.
Yeah, that's right. So, but to our delight, Cameron Tilbury Publicity out of Nashville, he put out Forever in October internationally, and we are just elated because it's 112 stations are playing it, and I think we're up to 36 countries now.
Amazing.
Wow. Yeah, and that song, pardon me?
How does that feel? Can you put that in words, having your song reach that many people?
You have so many emotions at once. You're just like, really? Like, you have to kind of think about it, like tonight I always joke and say, I know I've made it if grandma's buying milk in Walmart and she hears my music. Because
that's a good way
tonight
of putting it.
Someone texted me and said they heard my song in a store, and that's exciting because it's obviously striking a chord. Like the song Forever is about, unfortunately, there's a lot of relationships that are broken, marriages that are broken, and unfortunately I've had some difficult experiences myself in my life. And I thought I'd write a song about the questions that we should ask before we say I do. And that's what Forever is about. It's about, do you realize I'm handing you my heart and it's everything I got? And can you really consider what that means? And so I think the song is resonating because, hindsight's 20/20. I joke, love makes us blind and stupid. we fall in love and it's gone. We're a goner. But if we could just, if this song, it's kind of my afterthought of, I wish I'd have thought of these things before I handed my heart over.
Wasn't that great that not what happened, but that you were able to put that into a song and other people can hear it. And it shows that you learned from some experiences because you were able to write the song about it. Now, that's one that I believe the whole album can be downloaded from iTunes.
Yes, they can get that on, go to CD Baby, go to iTunes, go to stephaniemacrae.ca and click on store, and CD Baby's great. They'll take care of you.
Awesome. It's a powerful song, Forever. It's a positive song, and it's one I know our listeners will like. But let's turn to another one they are going to like. It's the brand new Christmas song. I enjoyed it from the moment I heard it. It's Christmas Time is the name of it. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yes.
And now this is something you wrote while doing laundry. Can you explain? And it wasn't too long ago.
I don't know what it is, but I think that when I'm not, I have three kids, when I'm not running all over the place and everybody out there listening, doing gazillion things at once, you don't really have any time to think. And I find I'm really relaxed folding laundry, cleaning house, and driving. And I write some of my best songs driving or folding socks. And this one, it was must have been a lucky pair of socks because I was writing it folding socks. And when I literally write a song, I'll start writing it, singing it out loud, and I just start, it starts flowing out of me. And if my kids go, oh, that song is stuck in my head, then I go, okay, that's a good one.
Right, that's a good test.
Yeah, it is. So with that one, when your 13-year-old, really cool son, he's a teenager, is walking around the house humming that under his breath, you're like, okay, this is probably an okay song.
Yeah, that's right. So that's awesome. Now, you co-wrote this with a few other people, and did J.K. Gulley produce this one?
No, actually, Jeff Mifflin, I don't know if I've ever shared with you, but I have a few musical family members, and Jeff Mifflin is my cousin, and he's my lead guitarist. He's the guitar on this track, and he's also the producer of this one.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, he recorded it live.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's a nice live feel.
Yeah, it definitely has that. And you got it out just in time for Christmas, so you're probably getting a very good response for it as you're posting it online in different places.
I'm actually, like, it's really, really funny and so much fun all at the same time that you write a song, and then my team, I said, what do you think of this? And they're like, oh, that's great. And so we've got to get that out this Christmas. I was just showing them because I thought there's no way we can get it out now, but we played it live and recorded it, and Cameron said, let's get this out there. And the first week we had 4 Ontario stations pick it up, and they're playing it in heavy rotation. So I'm really honored. And now we're in Scotland and England and Ireland. And that
awesome.
Happened within 5 days. So people are liking it.
Well, let's share it now, and we'll come back and talk about a lot more on the show. This is Stephanie McElroy, brand new Christmas song. It's called It's Christmas Time, here on In the Country.
Hope you've been good, because Santa's been watching. Me and the boys got a brand new Christmas song. Goes a little something like this.
And there's Stephanie McElroy with It's Christmas Time. Sounds simply wonderful. A great Christmas tune.
Thank you very much. I'm really, my band is really awesome. I've got, that's Rick Chrysler on the drums and Rick Van Rickenham on the banjo and Jeff on the guitar and on the mandolin. So, yeah, we're really having a lot of fun together.
And I've got a note here from our last interview where you remarked, and I thought it was great, you said that every musician makes a contribution to the song and makes it happen. It's not just the singer. And that's so great that you appreciate all the different parts that make up a song.
Oh, that's why you're always going to hear me mention, because you don't get anywhere on your own. And you can't ever leave out the people that matter. I mean, things have only progressed this year because of the team that I have. Like, my manager, Jennifer Mott, works tirelessly. And now with Cameron Tilbury Publicity on board, that's a really an amazing help. He gets the music out so the people can hear it. And then the band, I mean, when we do a show together, you know, it's really important that they know how much I appreciate them, because we're all in this together.
And we had a message sent from one of your fans, from Charlie. Everybody knows Charlie Girl, and she just sent on all her positive support, and she's going to see you on the big stage before too long.
Oh, it's not nice. Thank you, Charlie. Yes,
Oh, great. And great to have fans like that support you. And she, of course, is a wonderful supporter of country music and of yourself.
Yeah. It's really wonderful. Like, I have people they're buying the CD. They're coming to the shows. They're letting me know that they're coming. You know, it's really, really wonderful. And it inspires you to write more music. You know, when people are saying it just resonates with me, then you get more ideas. Cause, you know, what else can I write about that will inspire people to be who they are, be more than they can be, you know?
Yep. And one of the songs you wrote on your last CD, and I saw it on YouTube when you did a performance of it, it's called I Need a Break, and it is one of those songs that doesn't stop from start to finish.
Well, you know, I think the moms and dads running around in the minivans can totally relate to why I wrote that song. Because life is busy, and I write in there about the rat race, and you know, sometimes you just have to put the brakes on no matter what speed the world is going at. So I'm excited. Like, I saw on our stage, that song's been played over 8,000 times.
Great.
So I thought, well, I guess a whole lot of us need to sit down and have a tea or go to the spa, because the song's doing something.
Exactly. A lot of people are relating to it. Now, let's, with our time here, we've got, I want to talk about the big New Year's Eve event. And you were saying before the show that you can now come out and talk about what exactly is happening on New Year's Eve with you.
Oh, my goodness. I never dreamed this in my wildest dreams. I mean, I aimed for it, and so I guess we could say we've hit the bullseye. I am so excited. I want to invite everybody to come out to Niagara Falls, the city of Niagara, and Entertainment Tonight, which we also know as ET Canada, is putting on their annual New Year's Eve party that they do every year. And I am excited to be opening up for Simple Plan, Keisha Shante, Our Lady Peace, and the Sheepdogs.
Wow. What a lineup.
Yeah, I'm absolutely blown away, you know, that. And the neat thing is that, you know, I'll get to hang out with these musicians after and meet them and talk with them. And so it's going to be, but you know what's really scary is like 30,000 people I'll be singing to. Yeah, I joke,
pretty
you know, everyone
crowd.
Who knows me and has listened to my interviews, I'm just pretty blunt, and I know I'll need a puke bucket. Before
no
I go on.
It up. That's the way it is.
You get nervous, you know, and but, you know, it's exciting because, like I said before, you just say, this isn't about me. This is about everybody here and all of us collectively celebrating. So that night's going to be the night of nights in my career. It's going to be up there for singing for the Prime Minister for sure.
Now, do you have a moment, Stephanie, when you're out there? You mentioned the nervousness, and, of course, that's understandable in the beginning, but do you get into a performance, say, halfway through, and you get relaxed, and you're like, wow, this really feels good, and the nerves go away?
Yeah, I do, but you know what I can't do is really you have to just get caught up in the audience and how they're feeling. Otherwise, if you get caught up in, sometimes I can't, if you can't hear yourself very well or whatever, but
yeah.
You know what I mean? With the sound system, you just gotta go with it. And if they're smiling, having a, they feed off of you and you feed off of them and just give it all you got. So yeah, just stay on the people and you're good.
Now, in our remaining moments here, let's talk about some cover songs. I think we talked about it before, but do you have a favorite cover song, Stephanie, when you're doing your concerts?
Well, I got to think right now. I have to say that one of the funnest songs is Rose Garden. I do it rockabilly.
Okay.
Yeah, that one is really fun to do.
Lynn Anderson classic.
Yeah, young and old know that song, and it sure does. Every head jerks around because I do it rockabilly style. So I put Stephanie's attitude on it.
And that attitude is why we love you. It's in the songs, the ones that need the attitude. And that's
thank
fun.
You.
Of course, the love songs just have the sweetness
mm-hmm.
in them.
Oh, thank you very much, Dave.
Yeah. No, it's terrific. What about duet partners, Stephanie? Is there somebody, maybe it's changed since last time, but and from any genre, whether it's country, pop, anybody you'd love to sing with these days?
You know what? Now that I've met Paul Brandt, I would love to sing a duet with him. And since I met Derek Rattan and I have a close friend in the radio industry and who's a great person and he is, him or Johnny Reed. Any three of those would be great.
Definitely. Great choices and all Canadian, which is very cool.
Yes.
We've
sure.
run out of time. Stephanie, it has been such a pleasure speaking with you once again. Maybe just give us a glimpse into what you're hoping for 2012 to hold for you. Do you got any main goal for your career or just a general one?
I've really reached a lot this year. But I would love to write a song that gets up in the charts in Canada. I'm charting right now in the Netherlands. But
wonderful.
To be able to get in on a top 100 chart or what have you, just to be charting in Canada would be a dream come true. I mean, this is my home. This is where I live. And so that would be that. I could say that's a goal. And have another artist also take one of my songs up the charts. I'm looking at working with Tanya Kennedy. We're talking back and forth about writing. So we'll see
great.
If that happens. I mean, I never thought I'd be singing Auld Lang Syne at midnight on Entertainment Tonight, and, you know, in Niagara Falls. I'll wave really hard at you, Dave.
Okay, good. I'll be looking for that. It's amazing how much has happened, and it's so great to hear all of this, everything you shared, and, of course, the brand-new Christmas song that our listeners, it's called It's Christmas Time, and they can head to CD Baby and iTunes to check that out and to download it, of course. Thanks so much, Stephanie, and have a great Christmas and a great holiday season.
Well, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and to everyone. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great. It's been a great half hour talking with Ontario country artist Stephanie McElroy. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.